Hey everybody, Chris Webb. Welcome to today's episode. I really love the topic that I'm going to touch on today because maybe because I've gone through a lot of it, and I believe that a lot of people have as well. And I think that a lot of us, or I should say, I know that a lot of us are on different levels or in different areas of this entire topic. And the topic is. I'm titling this The Game. And what I mean by that is the similarities between business and sports, right? I believe that like when we break it down and look at how they both run so parallel in regards to achieving success, it just paints an easier picture to understand, if that makes sense. So I'm going to go over a few things. I'm going to go over the observer, the fan, being on the team, and actually running plays, and how to move through those different areas when I come back. And so I want to share one of the things that we will talk about is being coachable, is following those who have gone in front of you. So I'm going to leave you with this right here and I'll be right back. Okay. Welcome back. So The Game, business versus sports. I believe that if you're listening to this podcast, you, like myself, are looking to grow, at least in some area of your life or multiple areas of your life. And that being said, I think that this is going to, or hopefully it's going to, paint a picture that makes it a little bit easier to navigate through achievements, if you will, and also probably most importantly to create the awareness of where you're at right now. I think some of us might believe we're in one spot and then realize that we're in another, and there's nothing wrong with that, but we can't get to where we want to go if we don't know where we're starting from, right? You ever got in your car and put in the GPS, right? You put in your destination, that's fine. But you have to have starting from where. You have to have it, right? And there's a lot of times that we just don't know exactly where we are. So, and again, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I think the most important thing is finding out where you are. And then also creating that awareness within yourself. If you do want to, let's say, advance to the next level or achieve on a higher level or whatever that is for you moving forward. So like earlier, I said I wanted to touch on the observer, the fan, the team, the teammate, and the person actually, you know, or the people running the plays. And you can use any sports analogy you want in your head as far as whether it's a basketball team, football team, whatever you want to do. And I think that we can kind of paint this picture together. And then you guys let me know if you find some value out of this. So I believe that business and sports, business and athletics, business and fitness, they run exactly parallel. They share the same key components that will drive success. Now, I'm sure I don't have all of the components here, but I'm going to go over five of them that you have to have in each of these, in your business and in sports. And they go hand in hand. Right, so let's just kind of go through them real quick here. So, number one, in order to succeed, and I want to start off just let's just look at sports. Okay, let's just run that scenario in our head of the sporting team, basketball team, football team, whatever it is for you. Right, so as a player, right, so as the person running plays, as the championship winner, if you will, These are the things you're going to have from coming right in, from the very beginning, all the way through to current situation, right? You're going to have commitment. You're going to have discipline, consistency, a desire to win, and you have to be coachable, right? You have to have all of those things. Now, I know that because I've been in every one of these other categories over here. You're going to see some true distinctions between these categories and why people don't achieve at the level that they say they might want to, right? We all hear a lot of lip service, and maybe you've given it. I know I've given it in the past. And so when you think about this sports scenario, think about the five components that you must have to succeed, right? So first we'll talk about the observer. So the observer is the one that he sees the game, right? The observer sees the game, maybe is intrigued, maybe not, but he knows the game exists, right? So I'm thinking about looking at the game and then looking at business, career, I guess it could be job. Look, I think that if you really want to win in life, you need to work for yourself. That's just me personally. You need to have at least something, some sort of business investment, something of your own that you control 100%. Now, if you do that along with a job, that's fantastic, whatever, or whatever. I mean, I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to share my opinion that the advantages of running your own business and creating your own economy far outweigh having somebody else in control of your economy. So the observer sees that there is business, sees that there is something that people are doing, sees that there is a sporting event, right? And that's where it stops. They see it. Then you have a fan, and you think of the fans, right? So think of sporting fans. You have sporting fans, they wear the apparel, they wear the hats, the shoes, they go to the games, they go to the bars, they watch the games. And you think about their actual participation in running the plays. It doesn't exist, right? Fans don't run plays. So you could be a fan of real estate, for example. Love real estate. Yes, it's the best thing. Invest in. You can never lose in the long run. How many properties do you have? Well, I don't have any. Okay, so you're a fan. And I'm a fan. Well, okay, no, we're not a fan anymore. We're actually stepped into running some plays just not too long ago. But prior to that, I was a fan for years. I think lots of people are a fan, and I'm using real estate because it's very common, like people know, right? So you can be a fan of real estate. You don't have any properties, but you do, you're a fan, right? You do think it's that you could achieve at a high level, but you're not running the plays, right? So you don't have the commitment, discipline, consistency. You don't even have the categories to achieve, right? As a fan. So you have the observer, you have the fan, and then you have a teammate or a team member. You're on the team. So this is where it really makes a transition. So you could be on the team, basketball team, football team, but still not running the plays. And now that's going to all come down to the categories that we were talking about. The level of commitment, the level of discipline, the level of consistency, the level of desire, the level of being coachable, right? As a fan and an observer, you're not any of those things. Those don't even pertain to you, right? So in business, and in sports, those five categories don't pertain to you if you are an observer and a fan. Nothing wrong with those, but they just don't pertain. But when you're on the team, now they do. I'll recommend a great book by Tim Grover. And as soon as I remember it, I will tell you. Let me just write this note right here. Tim Grover. Dag nabbit. Tim Grover. Yes, that was me saying dag nabbit. What is his book? Gosh damn it. I'll remember it. I'll tell you guys. Okay. So once you're on the team, those levels of, like I said, commitment, discipline, consistency, desire, and being coachable, that's going to determine whether you're running plays or not. That's going to determine whether you get to that, let's say, money-making category, right? Because if you are on the basketball team or the football team, if you're the one out there running the plays, you're making the money. You're making the big bucks. If you have joined the real estate team or you've joined online marketing team, if you're actually running the plays, you're making the money. You could be on the team and not make any money. You could be on a real estate team, not make any money. You could be in our industry and not make any money. But you're on the team. And there's nothing wrong with that. You get a team jersey. You get to go to the team events. You're part of the team. It's amazing. Nothing wrong with that. But it does not include achieving at a high level, right? Or maybe that is your high level. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's all you want. I don't know. But I think most people, if you're listening to my podcast and we're 10 minutes into this one here, actually with the first segment, probably a little bit more than that, then I am assuming that you want to achieve at a higher level than just being on the team, right? You actually want to run the plays. And I think that, like, I'm looking at my notes right now, and side by side, I see running the plays. I got some X's and O's because it's really painting that visual for me, and some arrows and things like that. And then right next to it, I have the categories: commitment, discipline, consistency, desire, coachable. And I'm looking at them. And I think that as we pursue our achievements in life towards our business goals, towards these athletic goals, right, of being on the team, I believe that our mind wants to go to, okay, how do I run the plays? How do I run the plays? I got to get good at running the plays. So whatever that looks like on a professional sports team, I don't know. I'm really not a huge sports man, but I have to use this analogy because it's just so in line. It's so parallel. Right? So how do I run the plays? So if you look at, now I'm not in real estate, so I can't tell you what those plays look like. We've been in the network marketing industry or the online marketing industry, and actually in community-based marketing for the past 3.5 years. We've been in the industry space for 9 years. And I can tell you exactly what running the plays looks like. But I didn't know what running the plays looked like in the beginning. And I think that this is where our heads go, is I have to learn how to run the plays. So when people like partner up with us, for example, a lot of times in their head, they're like, how do I run the plays? I don't know how to run the plays. I don't know the plays that work. And we actually have an event that helps. It's called Playbook Event, and it helps with that. And all of that is great. Learning how to run the plays is great. Don't get me wrong. You can learn all of that. However, I think that's secondary. I don't think it's secondary. I know it's secondary. And I think that this pertains in community-based marketing, online marketing, athletic sports, real estate, any kind of business at all that you're running, right? This is where a job doesn't apply. You trade time for money with the job. But if you are commissioned, or if you have your own business, then these are going to apply. Running and knowing the plays is secondary to commitment, discipline, consistency, desire, and being coachable. So I think we should take the desire and move that right up to the top of that list. I never tell anyone to write this down, but I'm going to tell you to write this down. You should write down desire. Because if you don't have that, you don't have anything. If you don't have desire, there's no reason to even, you can just push the stop button. If you have no desire to win. So I would say that all of us listening have a level of desire. But what is the level of desire? What is that level of, I have to make this happen? Like if you look at like interviews with professional athletes, there was no other, like there was no other alternative. Like this is what I was going to do no matter what. This is what I'm doing no matter what. There is no plan B. Like this is it. And I can say the same for top real estate agents. I can say the same for top salesmen. I can say the same for top earners in our industry. The desire is the number one thing. You have to have it. And it has to be huge. It has to be a burning desire. Otherwise, you're just dabbling. And then you're just on the team. You're not actually running the place. Dabblers get paid like dabblers. Professionals get paid like professionals. Professionals have a burning desire to win. Burning desire. Number two is commitment. So commitment is an interesting word because it goes right along the lines with desire in the sense that commitment means no matter what. Commitment means showing up when you don't feel like showing up. Commitment says that I'm going to see it through all the way to the end, that I'm going to finish this. I'm committed. Right? I am committed to make this happen. No alternative. I'm committed. Showing up to the practices. Showing up to events. Showing up to team calls. Showing up to sales meetings. Showing up to open houses. Showing up to appointments. Showing up in the day. Showing up on social media. Commitment. Then you have discipline, which again is very similar. But discipline is doing the things now over what you want most. Let me say that differently. It's doing what you want most over what you want now. But you have to do that now. Does that make sense? What you want most is to win, but what you want now is a donut, for example. And please don't hear me wrong, you guys. I had 6 donuts on Sunday, so this is all growing for me as well. So discipline is putting your shoes on and lacing up. Discipline is pushing the play button. Discipline is getting to the practice. Discipline is picking up the book. Discipline is listening to the podcast. Discipline is watching the YouTube video. Discipline is doing the sales training. Discipline is taking the forward step when your whole body is telling you, no, fuck, no, I just don't want to. Discipline. So desire, commitment, and discipline, they're like, they're just sandwiched together. Then you have consistency. So you can have desire. You can have desire, commitment, and discipline for a short period of time. Like, yeah, I got burning desire and I'm committed. And I'm disciplining myself every day for a week. Or for a month. Or for 3 months. You look at professional athletes. What is their consistency like? What is their commitment like? Their discipline like? Their desire like? Look at them. Have you ever heard the story of Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. and how they, I think more so, the story that I really heard a lot about was Michael Jordan, and it was from Tim Grover, and I'll be damned if I'm going to remember the name of that book, but how he showed up, he was at practice an hour before and an hour after. First one there, last one to leave. First one there, last one to leave. Like, do you show up like that? Do I show up like that? Or is it more along the lines of convenient? So it's the consistency that pays off. So when we look at like our business, and a lot of times people will say, in regards to what we're doing with Prove It, well, their business took off so fast when they started Prove It. But what people don't see is the consistency prior to that. The desire, the commitment, the discipline, and the consistency prior to that. We have 9 years of it. It's gotten a lot stronger in the past three, but we have 9 years of it. Consistency is key. Especially when people want things quick. I mean, can you imagine if you're like, okay, I'm going to try out for the basketball team, and if I don't make pro within this next year, I'm out. People do that with real estate. People do that with our industry. People do that with a lot of things. Oh, if I'm not making 10 grand a month in the next 4 months, I'm out. Fuck. How long did it take you to make 10 grand at your job every month? And how long are you going to put into that job to make 10 grand a month? 20 years? 30 years? 40 years? I don't know. There's a lot of commitment there. A lot of commitment there. But if you want to win big in business, sports, you have to have that consistency, and you have to have that discipline and commitment over time. And that burning desire is what's going to get you there. It's interesting, people in our industry that quit, and I asked them, I mean, if people want to quit, I don't care. People want to quit, they quit. People quit on themselves. They don't quit on anyone else. And so I don't ever take it personal. But I am interested, and I'll ask, what exactly are you quitting? Like, what physically, what thing are you going to stop doing that you're actually quitting? Sharing your story on social media? Fuck, you're on social media every day anyways. Interesting. What people are really quitting in our industry is they're just quitting on themselves. They don't want to keep trying to have that belief in themselves. Can't handle it. And I'm not trying to rag on anyone. It's tough. It's super tough. But that's the same with sports too. People quit in sports because they don't believe in themselves. If you don't believe in yourself, then you might have the desire. You don't believe in yourself enough to commit. You don't believe in yourself enough to have that discipline. You don't believe in yourself enough to have the consistency. Same with our industry. Same with any professional industry. If you're going to school to be a surgeon, do you think that you'd have to have a certain level of desire, certain level of commitment, discipline, and consistency? Of course. Of course. And the last one, which I think is just as important, if not the most important, is being coachable. And that could open up a whole segment of its own. But just like when I talked about, starting a podcast, I wasn't being coachable in the sense of somebody said, hey, Chris, you should really start a podcast. No, I was being coachable in the sense that I found people who were doing what I wanted to do. And so I did it. I was coachable in that way. That's one scenario. That's one example. Every professional sports team has a coach. Do you think that athletes perform at a higher level or at a lower level because of their coach? And if the athlete said, screw you, I'm just going to do things the way I want to do, what do you think would happen? Would they achieve at a higher level or at a lower level? It's the same way with business. Same way with business. And I use real estate a lot in comparison to like what we do with community-based marketing because there's a lot of similarities. It's a people business. And I learned a long time ago from Danny Johnson, if you want to earn money at a high level, if you want to earn a high level of income, you want to earn money, who has money? People have money. So no matter what you're doing, you're in the people business. Unless you're a professional athlete, then you still are to some degree if you're on a team, for sure, 100%. But the physical skill level isn't going to be the same in a people business, in our business, in real estate, obviously, right? But being coachable is following those who have success. Not being coachable from Smokey Joe in the trailer park that's trying to give his financial advice, trying to give his health advice. And for some reason, we want to take advice from plumbers on how to build a brick wall. For some reason, we want to take advice from people who have given up on their goals on how to pursue our goals. In reality, what we need to be doing is being coachable from those who have achieved their goals or are achieving their goals currently, current credibility, and get coached from them. Why do you think I share all the time on social media like Fired Up Fridays? If you don't know what Fired Up Friday is, it's free coaching. And if you don't know what it is, message me so I can get you the link. If you want free coaching from somebody who's smashing it in life, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? The only reason someone would not want coaching from someone who's smashing it in life is because they think they can do it better. And that's fine. But I will take coaching from people who are achieving more in life than I am in whatever area. It doesn't matter. If it's relationships, if it's finances, if it's fitness, nutrition, personal growth. If someone is achieving at a higher level, I want to learn from them. And I want to be able to pass that along if somebody ever raises their hand and asks me a question. So you can have the desire, commitment, discipline, consistency, all you want. But if you're not coachable in the industry that you're in the line of work that you're in the career that you're in the sporting team that you're in, you won't win. You won't win. And I can promise you that if there is a coach giving you advice, whether it's a coach or a mentor, and there's two different things between a coach and a mentor. But if either one of those two are giving you advice, it is not to hurt you, embarrass you, demean you. It's to help you win. And if you're going to walk through a minefield, wouldn't you rather walk through behind somebody who's gone through it before? Somebody says, these are the plays that work. You have desire. I can see your commitment level. You have a ton of discipline and you're so consistent. These are the plays that work. Do this, 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 and this. And you say, well, that sounds great, but I'm going to try this, this, that, and this. It ain't going to work. It won't work. If you don't have that coachable component, it just won't work. This is my experience. And this is the experience that I have seen around me. So my experience of myself and my experience of fellow travelers, if you will. So in our industry, for example, I went from observer, I knew the industry existed, to a fan that, wow, I really love this industry, to getting on the team, wow, I want to be a part of this industry, to actually running the plays. And that progression happened because of the components that I had you write down. My desire grew to be something more in life, to give something more in life, to do something more in life, to leave a legacy instead of an ass print in life, right? So my desire grew, my commitment grew, my level of discipline grew, consistency grew, and I learned to be coachable. Being coachable is a skill. You can learn it. Scratching my head on the Tim Grover book. All right, I let you down on that one. On the next podcast, I'll tell you what it is. You can actually just Google search Tim Grover. I want to say Unstoppable, but I don't think that's it. Tim Grover is a coach, and he coached Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, and Relentless. Boom! There it is. Relentless. Grab that book. If you liked this podcast today, grab that book. Because that book will 50x this podcast, if that makes sense. And that's what I got. So I hope that I added value to you guys today. If you want to be entered to win some cool shit every week that I give away, screenshot this right here, tag me, put it on your social media. I'll be sure to shout you out on my social media and you'll get entered to win something cool. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Love y'all. Love all the support. Talk to you later.